Vance Joy on the phone with me, and I'd like to thank you, Vance, for taking the time to talk to us. Let's start off here. Your first single from your second album just came out, you know, Saturday Sun. I want to talk to you about that in a few minutes. It's such a great song. But before we get to that, because we're going to end our interview with that song. Now, let's go to your new album. It's your second, called Nation of Two. It's your sophomore album. Are you a bit nervous, it being a sophomore, how it's going to be received? I mean, Dream Your Life Away did really well. So are you worried about comparisons? How are you taking this in stride?
If people like it as much as my first album, I don't really have as much control over. So now all the work's done. I've kind of got a different kind of work with promotion and touring, but I'll do that as well. And hopefully that will help people connect with the new music.
Now, you just got off the road. You were here last fall. You just got off the road recently before Christmas, if I'm not mistaken. And this album's out already. Were you writing some of that while you were on the road? How did that process work in recent months?
I think basically by the early or mid 2017, I had, you know, basically almost all the songs on the album written. But then we went back on tour. I released my song Lay It On Me in July last year. And then we kind of did summer festivals. We did, and then we did a small tour for that song Lay It On Me in September, October last year in North America. So there was a lot of touring last year as well towards the end. And during that time, luckily I actually wrote two more songs from summer onwards. So I did write two songs while on tour, and that was a nice surprise, because usually I find I write ideas on the road, but I don't usually write the whole song. But two fully written songs I was able to get down on the road, which kind of gave me a lot of confidence that that's possible. And that those two songs are a couple of songs that I'm really, really, you know, close to, and I'm really happy with those two. So that was nice.
Now, when you're writing the songs, is there any collaboration you have with other musicians and producers? Who are you working with on this?
There was a lot of really great collaborations on this album. I was lucky to work with, you know, some really talented producers, and we actually kind of worked with a bunch of different ones. It's a bit of a variety of guys, and they all brought their special things to the song. So every song that they did, like, I feel just as attached to, you know, all those songs. Like, they all brought their unique qualities, and it's like, I look at these guys and I'm like, wow, they're all so good at what they do. So it's just, I'm happy. I listen to the songs, and I'm really glad we got to kind of share it around.
Yeah, it's kind of good to meet up with guys that are like-minded, and I guess they get it right away what you're doing, and maybe that's why it syncs so well for you in the process.
That's a funny thing. Like, you know, it's nice to work with other musicians and other producers, because you're playing them a song and you might feel pretty good about it, but they'll be like, yeah, I love this song. And their enthusiasm for it just like lifts you up. And then they might even suggest some ideas. They will suggest their ideas that totally take the song to the next level. And I had that experience with working with these guys. They did things and made moves production-wise, and even in some instances songwriting-wise, which just I felt like made the songs better. And it's like, that's what we're that's the whole aim of producing, that you can make the songs sound better than they do just with you and your guitar. So
yeah,
that was great.
Oh, that, absolutely. I'm talking with Vance Joy. I only had a chance to listen to your new single, Saturday Sun. I was reading the lyrics, listening to the feel of the song. Is the new album along that theme? It's obviously a relationship song. Is the album taking that theme of relationships, good and bad, on a very emotional level in that sense? How are you going with it, with the rest of the songs?
Totally. That song is probably, you know, an upbeat song, and it's got a happy vibe. And the guitar riff, it kind of has a nice momentum to it. And it's a guitar riff that I really, really loved, and I'm glad I could finally find a place for it in the song. I guess you see relationships in different stages on the album. That one is just the beginning, and it's that excitement, like you've taken a hit of drugs or something. I shouldn't say that, but you know, you're on a high.
Yeah.
And then there's other parts where there's people who have kind of been together for a long time, and they're comfortable in their relationship. And then there's maybe people reflecting on a relationship that's over, and also, you know, trying to repair something, or maybe even not even if it's not a romantic relationship, it might just be someone who's, you know, who's no longer around, and you're just reflecting on the kind of gaps that they've left in your life, that they're not here anymore. So There's all different, relationships that make appearances in the songs, and I think that's probably the best way of describing the vibe of the album.
Now, are these relationships that you've had, or relationships that other people have related to you, where you got the inspiration to write these songs?
Yeah, I think it's always a mixture of those things. Like some of it is I think it's got to come from yourself sometimes with your own emotional connection to things. But when I overhear someone talking about their own experiences, I like that will inspire me. And also reading books and films also helps me kind of create a picture in my mind, and it helps me kind of tell a little story in a song. So I like to do that for inspiration too. But it's all a bit of a mixture. And then sometimes it's like actually a direct memory. And I feel like some of the songs ended up being like directly stories from my life, which is something that I hadn't done much before, but was excited to explore on this album.
The lyrics flow for you? The idea of the lyrics or the music, does it flow out? It's like, or do you just get a solid basis for a song and then work it from there? Or sometimes it just flows out of you?
Definitely, sometimes it flows out of you. And that's probably when it's the most enjoyable, or at least, not the most enjoyable, but that's when songwriting is, when you have the least resistance, it's nice. And if the actual lyrics actually stand up after, a few weeks, then that's nice, because it wasn't like an arduous kind of beating your head against the wall. But then there are moments where you have a melody and you look at your notes and you kind of try and squash, not even squash, but it's like, you have a puzzle and you're squashing a piece of the puzzle to fit the space.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have to squash it in there, and then you have to sand it down and make sure that there's no rough edges anymore. And sometimes it's like almost like you shoehorn it in. But over time, I think it smooths itself down, and it flows, and you come to kind of you want it to be seamless. And sometimes it flows really easily, and sometimes it doesn't. But the ultimate effect, hopefully, is that it is seamless.
When you were younger, your father tried to get you to learn music and play guitar, but you kind of backed off on it, or there was a reluctancy.
Yeah, I think, we all did piano, me and my siblings, and as little kids in, primary school. But I liked playing, and I liked playing songs that I liked, but I didn't like really doing sheet music and doing the theory. So my dad tried to teach me, or tried to get me a couple of times to go to guitar lessons, and I didn't want to go, but he kind of prevailed when I was 14, and he got me a little electric guitar and a little amp. And I spent a few months just like on my own, like, playing with friends and learning my favorite song. Like if it was like, Smoke on the Water or...
Oh, yeah.
Just those introduction kind of guitar licks. And then I ended up going to a guitar lesson, and that really helped me develop my playing. And I had a good teacher that he wouldn't stand by if I was not practicing. So I always practiced for lessons, because I was scared that, I didn't want to come unprepared, because he would kind of call you out on being unprepared. So as a result of that, having a proper, a teacher that he was the right type of teacher for me. I needed to kind of be a little bit, kicked into gear. And then as a result, I my playing got better, and I finally latched onto it, and I'm very grateful that my dad pushed me into it, because otherwise I would have missed that opportunity. And I'm so glad that it didn't pass me by.
All right, we're back with Vance Joy and K103 with Jake. Vance, a great quote that I heard you really enjoyed, and correct me if I'm wrong, Kurt Vonnegut. An important part of life is farting around. It caught my eye. I love it.
Yeah. Oh, great. I'm glad that was the one you looked at. Yeah, that one stood out to me just because I totally agree with it, and it makes perfect sense to me. I guess, especially when you're kind of going through school and university, you kind of feel like you need to be doing something productive or something that's like going to help you, the resume and all that kind of stuff. But then, I feel like writing a song is just kind of the product of farting around. Like, you're just sitting around playing guitar, experimenting. There's no right way to do it. And I feel like, walking around your house, first thing in the morning, plucking away on a guitar and just singing whatever comes into your head, that to me feels like farting around, but it leads to something really cool.
Oh, yeah, something can come out, absolutely. I talked about your tour a little bit on it. I just want to touch about touring a little bit. You were here last fall, Toronto and Montreal playing here. How were you received in Canada?
I feel like I've had, you know, wonderful experiences here. From my first time playing at I played at a small bar in Montreal in 2013, and I was just amazed by the reception. Like, I had only released an EP at that point, but the people knew, you know, they knew the songs, and they even knew the songs that I just wouldn't expect them to know. Like,
yeah.
There was the kind of deep tracks, and they knew the lyrics, and I was like, okay, there's something special, you know?
Yeah.
And I guess as an artist, you always want to come back to places where you get that reception. So
sure.
I guess every time we've had music to share and done some touring, we've always come here because it's one of the, I guess, you know, for me, it's like one of the better audiences and you know, great fans here. So we'll keep coming back.
Absolutely. Now, you know, being Australian and we're Canadians, you find us more first cousins than maybe anyone else within Great Britain?
Well, I feel like we've probably got something in common. We're both, Commonwealth countries. We're both Commonwealth countries, and we're not America, so we're kind of, we've got some things in common, and I think there's probably some kind of shared sense of humor, or at least, I don't know what it is, but I've always felt like I've had a good connection, yeah.
Yeah. Do you, changing subjects totally here, do you miss playing Australian football? Because you used to play a lot, right?
Yeah. I used to play a lot, yeah, and I was really into it. And I think some of those things, like, I think back to good moments playing football, and they're such good memories, like winning a game with your friends or doing something good on the football field is such an awesome feeling. Like, I loved it. But I also, I think by the time I was starting to write songs, I think my passion for the sport was kind of waning a little bit, and I wasn't kind of as excited to put all the effort in for that and all the preparation and training and mental kind of, it just requires a lot of thought, you know? And so I think by the time I had a few songs under my belt, I think I found that I would have rather spent my time playing songs and writing songs. And it was kind of good timing, you know, like when football was kind of stopping happening. I luckily had a few songs under my belt and had kind of something else to put my energy towards.
Yeah. Shall I ask you what you think is better, American football or Australian football, without getting yourself into trouble?
Oh, totally. Well, I enjoy all sports, and I kind of have an appreciation now for American football just from getting to watch Super Bowl a few years ago when the Pats beat Seattle. I thought that was exciting, and I like to keep up to date a little bit, especially this time of year. So, I think I'm just a fan of all sports, but Australian football for me is like a sport that, I guess, because you grow up on it and you watch it. I have an affiliation with my team. You know, you grow up going for your team, and I know what that's like. I don't have the same thing with American football or any other sport, mainly Australian football. And I feel like when you see it at its best, it's an amazing sport.
All right. We're going to talk about your first single off this new album in just a few seconds. But I got two questions I ask every interview, and I like to ask musicians this. And there's no right or wrong answers to this, okay?
Okay.
And they're fun. They are fun questions. Now, the first one is, and it's just kind of, you might have heard a different version of this question before. If you could share the stage, your stage, with anyone, dead or alive, who would it be?
I think I would be, off the top of my head, maybe George Harrison.
George Harrison. Interesting. Yeah. Interesting answer. Why George Harrison?
Oh, yeah, George Harrison or Roy Orbison. I love George Harrison's songs, but he just seems like a lovely person, like just from watching documentaries about him, and he was my mum's favourite Beatle, and I love his songs, and also just he seemed like a really strong, positive force. And he loved. He had a beautiful house that had like an amazing garden. So I just think I like this. He just seems like a lovely guy, and I was like, that'd be cool, you know.
You know, it's an interesting that you say that answer. Like I said, there's no wrong answer, right? And I can correct me if I'm wrong. Hear the influence in your music.
Oh, great! Well, yeah. I think I've always wanted to play covers of his songs.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, yeah, just it's amazing that he had such amazing, obviously the biggest band, but also some of the songs he wrote in the Beatles were amazing, were like such the best, some of the best ones. But
yeah.
Also his career after the Beatles was filled with such epic songs. So it's crazy that all that talent can be in one band. It's just mind blowing.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Okay, my other question is, guilty pleasure, on or off the road? Doesn't matter.
Guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got a sweet tooth, so I'm always eating chocolate. I love coffee. I basically like all the bad things.
Okay.
Red wine on the bus sometimes.
All right.
We've got some red wine fans.
Okay.
And also just listening to like the most like straight up pop music and pop music video clips in the front of the bus, and we have a little dance party. I don't feel guilty about it. I just everyone knows about
you
it.
You just like it.
Yeah, I just like it.
That and a chocolate. Okay, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. All right, we're gonna end off here in just a few minutes because I'm going to end this interview off with your new song, Saturday Sun, the first single off your new album, Nation of Two. Who's the girl?
I think she's a little bit of people I've met, you know, a person I know, but also a little bit of creative license there, just
to work
with almost like the ideal idea of what that might be, who that might be. But I think you definitely meet people when you're on the road, when you're especially touring, you kind of have encounters that are very short lived, and you know, I'm usually just have to keep going on tour. But I kind of like the idea of singing a song about someone who actually goes back and tries to kind of you know, keep that spark alive.
Well, you know what? The single Saturday Sun you're going to play in a few minutes here.
Yeah.
I was listening to it and I said, okay, while I'm listening to it, I want to read the lyrics. Even though your lyrics, mind you, come through very clearly, I still wanted to see them. And then I listened to it again. Your song paints a great image.
Oh, thank you. Well, I think that it's like, it's an upbeat song, and I think even just the ukulele and the percussion,
yes,
especially my drummer Edwin, he uses a lot of layers of percussion, which is very like upbeat and happy, and almost like there's almost like a, I don't know, Paul Simon kind of vibe,
right?
So that's already kind of, I think, kind of connects with the ocean, but it's nice to have some lyrical, like the lyrics do relate to that, and I think about driving on the Pacific Highway, like the one that goes from LA. Venice Beach to Malibu. I did that all the time when I was going to the studio. So
okay.
I'm glad that we could actually capture it in a song.
Oh, you do. And you know what? I think I know it's going to be a hit. I'm hoping for your sake and everyone's sake because it's such a great song.
Thank you.